Welcome back to the countdown here on YouTube. Hunter, we're back. Episode 2. Gonna talk a little bit about NHL playoffs are here, NBA playoffs are here, the play-in. Of course, you know, we had the first two games, which were, we had the first four games, actually. So, it was a competitive overall start. I mean, the Lakers and the Pelicans starting out, Zion had 40 points. Crazy, right? I mean, if he had Brandon Ingram's help a little bit, they probably would have been able to win that game.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you had the Kings and the Warriors. Warriors, I mean, is there anything you'd like to say about that since you picked the Warriors to make the playoffs?
Oh, yeah, they're a very disappointing team, and I picked wrong.
So the Kings play. So the Kings are still alive. The Bulls played the Hawks, and the Hawks should have never been involved, dude.
Yeah, we all knew he was going to win that trash fest of a game. I mean, that was boring on both sides. Like, oh, wow, one crappy team beat the other crappy team.
And then Miami played Philadelphia, and Philadelphia won.
That's actually a good game, though.
Yeah, it actually turned out to be a good game at the end. I didn't know it was going to be that good.
The beginning was a snooze fest. Me and you were talking during it.
Oh, man, you could have slept. Could have slept in the first half. That was terrible.
No one could hit shots in the first half. Like, Miami in the second quarter, like, dominated, and then the Sixers were like, oh, we can't make nothing.
No, so, well, that is a little bit of the play and start. What do you want to start with, man? You tell us, what are we starting with? What matchup you want to start with? And this episode is really strictly a lot of hockey, a lot of basketball, because this is it's the time to talk about it.
Yeah.
Right now, this is really what it is. So, Saturday is the big day. So, I mean, is there any specific matchup topic I want you to write? What are we doing first? What do you want to talk about first?
We might as well do the play-ins because the play-in games start in like 10 minutes. We might as well just predict those and get those out of the way because we don't like to play in anyway. We think it's a trap. The fact that the freaking Bulls suck so bad and they get a chance to go to the freaking playoffs is embarrassing. But the Bulls are probably going to win because the Heat don't got Butler. Unless Tyler Hero actually lives up to his last name, Hero.
Yeah, I don't know if this episode will be out as soon, like if they tonight, for them winning it. But we can predict who we're going to talk about, who we think are going to win. And I, of course, I think the Bulls are beating the Heat. No Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, no,
it's
Jimmy
a wrap.
Butler, no problem. And the same way with the Kings and Pelicans. No Zion Williamson. I don't think the Kings struggle at all. I think if the Kings can beat the Warriors, they can beat the Pelicans without Zion.
Yeah. Completely agree with you on that. I mean, the Kings, I think it was Murray the other night when they played the Warriors who just completely balled.
Yeah,
Fox, Sabonis. So, I mean, really, it's gonna be a fun, interesting matchup. But I think the Kings will win, the Bulls will pull it out, and then there's our playoff series right there.
And Monk, there's and NBA Monk start. Monk coming off the bench as their sixth man has been unbelievable.
Yeah. Yep, so those are obviously our both two picks.
Yeah.
For who we think so. Well, going into since we'll just run into the NBA playoffs, right? Because that's what we're going to talk about. And the first matchup to talk about since it's already been decided, you know, is the Knicks and the Sixers. That's the first matchup really to get started with.
Oh, bro.
What?
We know who's playing the first game on Saturday.
We'll get to Cleveland here in a minute. We'll get to Cleveland here in a minute.
No. We ain't doing no Knicks. I have been hearing about the Knicks and Jalen Brunson, loving son of a gun. I'm tired of crap. We are not doing the Knicks first. You put respect on my team's name.
All right, we'll start with the Cavs. Let's go.
Look at it.
With Cleveland. Cleveland is going to face the Orlando Magic. The Orlando Magic have not been to the playoffs in quite some time. And to actually see them in the playoffs, they had a great year. They really did. I mean, really, they had a better year than.
I give Orlando credit. They're a good young fighting. They're a good young fighting team. I really like Orlando. I really do. I respect them because no one picked them to even go. They thought they were going to be trash again, but they're a good, surprising young team. And you know, it's going to be good to get that matchup because they are physical. They are a little big. They got size, but. Cleveland, we're bigger, we're badder, we're meaner, and we have Donovan Mitchell. he's the best player between both teams, in my opinion. I got Cavs in 5, maybe 6 if I'm being generous. Go Cavs.
Yes, I'd say for me, it's a competitive matchup. It really is. I mean, looking at it, like just looking at it from a standpoint, Cleveland is bigger. They're more physical, more experienced. This is a moment that they're going to want to be in, especially since Orlando, like Hunter said, nobody picked them to be here. Nobody picked them to be here. And now that they are here and they are shocking a lot of people, this is what's making it exciting. So, and really, do I expect Orlando to, you know, take this 6 games? No. I do expect them to take it 5. I think they will get a win, 1 win against Cleveland. I don't think Cleveland sweeps.
I respect Orlando, so I gave them 2. I gave them 2. I think it's 6.
Well, I didn't know because, well, you know, the big personality and the size that Cleveland has. It's just going to dominate all over there. Just going to dominate the floor completely.
Yeah.
And I think that it'll really be done in 5 due to the height of Cleveland and the inexperience of Orlando. Yeah. But it's great to see him in the playoffs. This is exciting to actually see him back.
Yeah. And this is going to build, I think, Garland and Mobley and Allen's confidence and stuff, because they know that last year they didn't produce. Here's their chance to get like a little preview and get like a little, you know, a little tune-up series before we go in deeper to the second round.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I'll tell you, it's not only – and I know, you know, looking at Cleveland, this is a warm-up. They really kind of need a warm-up series here. They didn't need a competitive series versus anybody. They need a warm up for what comes next.
But I know we're going to take it seriously. We're not going to take Orlando lightly. I know JB Bickerstaff will not let us do that. I love JB. He's a good coach.
I think another team that needs to not be taken lightly is the Indiana Pacers. They really can make some noise. They make some noise against the Milwaukee Bucks.
I think Miles Turner is better than Brook Lopez and Bobby Portis.
And
center.
Siakam, they got Pascal Siakam in midseason.
I think he's going to give Giannis a little issue. I don't think Giannis is just going to dominate Siakam. I think Siakam is going to give Giannis a good matchup.
If Halliburton can get back to what he was before he got injured.
That's my biggest issue of why Milwaukee's going to beat him.
Yeah.
Halliburton has not been the same since he got hurt.
Yeah, because Damian Lillard's probably going to cook him. And that's the bad part.
Damian, playoff Dame is real. Playoff Dame is scary.
We're gonna find out what the Milwaukee Bucks are made of. I mean, we don't know what they're made of. They've been deep. Their defense will be terrible. They're terrible in defense.
Doc Rivers needs to go. He needs to hang it up. He's done. He ain't.
You've been saying that for a while, though.
And have I been right? When's the last time Doc Rivers got to the conference finals, dude? Come on.
Yeah. You're right.
Milwaukee's dumb for firing a good young coach, and you bring in Doc Rivers. Do you care about winning?
Yeah, you're right.
Finals. One. He's a great coach. 1 NBA Finals. That's it.
Yeah, you're right. Which this is going to be a competitive series because both are lengthy guys. Really, I mean, I think Indiana actually probably could drag it out 6. I think Indiana probably could win it in 6. I know that's a heavy statement because Giannis, but here's the problem. Giannis is not healthy, and Doc Rivers kind of even admitted it at the end of the season that he's kind of wore out. I mean, Giannis is on fumes. He's on fumes before playoffs.
So you're picking Indiana in 6, right?
And you know what? Before I answer that, it's hard, you know, because I want to pick Milwaukee.
It's hard, but I'm telling you.
But I think Indiana can. I think Indiana can beat them in 6.
You're taking Indiana in 6. Final answer.
Yep.
Locking it in.
Yep.
Okay, here's what's funny. I got Indiana in 7.
No, oh, you do not. You do not.
I'm taking Indiana Pacers in 7. I am taking the Pacers in 7 games because I despise Doc Rivers. Can't stand the man. Get him out. Get him out early. Send that man home packing. Get him out. I am going with the Pacers.
I thought for sure you were going with Milwaukee.
No, I love Damian Lillard, but no, I don't like Doc Rivers more. Get him out. Get him out. Love it.
Yeah. But really, overall, as a fan base, right, the Orlando Magic and the Indiana Pacers fan base should be happy with how their season ended.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
With how their season stands on.
I would love Indiana to just send him home. I am tired of Doc Rivers. Man needs to go. I'm sick of him. Overrated coach. I mean, don't get me wrong. He was good back in the day, but now he can't coach in today's basketball. He just can't.
No. All right, so those are the Eastern Conference's fun ones in the first round, really.
Oh, here we go. He's got. All right, ladies and gentlemen, be prepared because he's gonna say Brunson 100 times. Now we can make a drinking game out of this. Every time this man says Jalen Brunson, take a drink because you're gonna be hammered in like 5 minutes because he loves Jalen Brunson.
You know what's funny though? You know what's funny? I wasn't even gonna talk about the Knicks anymore. I was going to the Lakers and the Nuggets. I was gonna start with the Lakers and the Nuggets in the Western Conference.
Yeah, Nuggets win in 5. Next.
I think it goes 6.
Yeah, okay.
I think it goes 6. I think this is going to be LeBron's one of his last year's deep in type of playoff scenario, especially with a team like this. And Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell with Anthony Davis, I mean, they have gotten beat around every single time. When is LeBron and the Lakers finally going to shove back?
Nuggets and 5. And don't even ask me why. I'll say one name and everyone will agree.
What, Jokic?
Can't guard the man.
He's right.
Unguardable. He is a point guard. He is a shooting guard. He is a small forward. He's a power forward and a center all wrapped in one guy. He is the new face of the league. He ain't going out in the first round. And you got Porter Jr., who can either go, oh, okay, let's take it steady and easy. We'll put it in cruise control. Or, well, guess what? We're going to drop that thing in four-wheel drive. We're going to kick it up a notch. That's what Michael Porter does. Aaron Gordon just sits there and looks pretty. He's absolutely useless, but he's all right. He don't need to be anything. Now, you also got Jamal Murray, who can light it up in a matter of seconds, which is crazy to me. Because he will go brick and brick and brick, and then in the second quarter it comes around, and he's just shooting 15 from 15 from 3. That's insane to me.
Nuggets, you know, I almost did go to Lakers. I almost did pick Lakers to win the series.
Oh, my gosh. You're taking the ball.
I want to give LeBron a chance. I do.
The Nuggets, they're 2 stacks, dude. It ain't happening. The only hope that they have is Jokic gets hurt in the first game, okay? Now, if Jokic gets hurt, I'll switch my vote. But a healthy Nuggets team, LeBron ain't beaten. He don't have enough. He doesn't.
I just want – so here's my biggest question for LeBron, right? LeBron, after he got out of the series last year with Denver, right? And he talked about all he wants to do – all he has left is playing championships. That's all he wants to do. He wants to play for a championship. And I didn't like LeBron's response. And, you know, they asked him before he's going to play the Nuggets, right? How's it going to be? I didn't really like how he talked about it. Like, it wasn't like – I want, like, LeBron to be like Kobe would have been, right? If Kobe was in
LeBron
the same scenario.
Kobe.
I know, but it would have been like Kobe just stood up there and go, I'm tired of losing. I'm tired of losing these dudes.
Do you know why I – that is the one reason why Jordan's better than LeBron. Jordan had the mentality. LeBron don't have the mentality. LeBron don't have it. Kobe and Jordan had it.
Yeah.
If Kobe Bryant would have been in LeBron's shoes, Kobe would have been like, nah, last year they got us, not this year. I ain't losing. I don't care if I got to drop 60. I don't care if I got to drop 80. I don't care if it's 1-on-5. Kobe would tell you that straight to your face. LeBron, you don't have that. You don't have the killer mentality. You don't have that assassin DNA.
Yeah.
That's why LeBron should be greater than what he is. Now, if he had that, he'd be the greatest player of all time.
Yeah.
But LeBron don't have that.
You know, so, yeah, you're right. And that's the thing. You know, Jordan and Kobe will always have that over LeBron. Both of them will always have that mentality factor.
It's like what oh, who said it? I saw it on TikTok or whatever. Oh, it was what Ray Lewis said. Lion's not the biggest. Lion's not the strongest. in the jungle, then why is Lion called the king of the jungle? Mentality. It's all it is. It's mentality. You ain't got to be the biggest. You ain't got to be the strongest. You ain't got to be the fastest. And that's why Tom Brady's the GOAT, because Tom Brady has the Jordan mentality.
That's a story for another day. We can't jump into that right now. And I'm not saying I disagree with you, but we just don't have the time to jump in and talk about Tom Brady being the GOAT.
Start that debate. I'm just saying.
I know.
Mentality is over everything.
Right. Yeah. You're completely right. But so, I mean, that is the thoughts, obviously, to pick the series. I wanted to go to the Lakers, but I picked Denver in 6. You said Denver in 5, and that's where I picked for that. But I think the story, we talked about this earlier on here a little bit ago. We talked about this story, right? This is the Minnesota Timberwolves. We're getting to our prime Western Conference matchups, right, for the first round. It's going to be KD, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and the Suns versus Anthony Edwards, Rudy Gobert, and Karl-Anthony Towns. Now, this becomes a little bit more competitive than what we thought. Because when we last were here on that last episode, right, we talked about it was the Pelicans that was one of our conversations that were against Anthony Edwards. And I think it was the Pelicans that we talked about. And so now, because I said if they lose and drop to the third seed, they'll play the Pelicans. But now they're playing the Suns. And Kevin Durant, now, I know you know, I'll let people hear your opinion about him here in just a minute, but what is it, Kevin Durant, is this a must-win series for the Phoenix Suns? I'm not saying the Phoenix Suns have to win a championship. I'm saying this series versus the Minnesota Timberwolves, do you think it's a must-win?
Must-win in what way? Like a must-win for, like, the franchise or for Kevin Durant's legacy?
For Durant. For Kevin Durant especially.
Because guess what? His legacy has already been tarnished, in my opinion.
Why is that?
He bandwagoned to Golden State, man. He literally lost to them in the Western Conference Finals and then went to them. They won a championship without you, and then you joined them. You made the weakest move in NBA history. I don't like you anymore. I lost so much respect for him. He can't. He's not a leader. He's a bum. He literally was on the street, sitting around asking people for change, and Golden State just picked him up off the street and said, come on.
In a way, you're kind of right, because he did ruin his legacy when he went to Golden State. However, in this regard, Kevin Durant goes to Brooklyn. And this is why I'm going to say he goes to Brooklyn with Kyrie Irving. Probably should have been with the Knicks, actually, because that's where he wanted to go, but Kyrie wanted to go to Brooklyn. They go to Brooklyn. They get James Harden. It's Kyrie Irving. They never actually play a full season together. Kyrie causes all this outside drama, right? A bunch of drama that didn't need to happen. Kevin Durant balls out. And really, the one year that Giannis did win the championship, Kevin Durant probably could have been in the finals that year. If Kyrie Irving didn't get hurt that year and he hits that three-point shot instead of his foot going over the line, he might have been in the Eastern Conference Finals or at least maybe made the finals with that team. However, Kevin Durant goes to the Suns and they got Devin Booker. They had CP3. They had DeAndre Ayton. On the first go-around here, right, they get him, and we think, oh, this is Golden State Part 2, right? Here we go. We did. We really did. We thought this is Golden State Part 2 with just a little bit of better defense. That's what we thought. And they get beat by the Nuggets, and they get beat down by the Nuggets. And it was embarrassing. So what goes on here? What goes on in this offseason? The Suns, they get rid of DeAndre Ayton.
Paul.
They got rid of Chris Paul.
Which was stupid.
Right. They gave Chris Paul to the Warriors, and they added Bradley Beal to this team. So you have two guys who play shooting guard and Kevin Durant. You don't really have any big guys. You got Grayson Allen, who, by the way, I think Grayson Allen is highly underrated in the NBA.
Grayson Allen.
I love Grayson Allen.
Flowers. He's been awesome at the two-guard position for them. He's been amazing.
But to come into this moment, okay, so coming into this season, right, Phoenix was one of those teams that we looked at and went, okay, This team should be a top three team, right? Talent-wise, they should be a top three, and it's been disappointing. They barely made the sixth spot. And now they've made the sixth spot. They're against Minnesota. Minnesota has length with Karl-Anthony Towns. Anthony Edwards is trying to claim his face, right, to be the next guy that's going to be leading this league, which I think Luka already has him beat. Luka and Shai, I think, already got him beat right now.
I will put Luka up against anybody.
Yeah.
I will stand by that till I die.
And for the season, I would put SGA up for that, too.
SGA deserves MVP.
Yeah, which we'll get to here in just a little bit. By MVP. But, so my whole point is, they're coming in this matchup, Kevin Durant. We always look at LeBron and Steph. We'll eventually go start looking at Giannis, right? And this will happen to Giannis eventually.
I think Giannis is already done. I think Giannis won his one championship. He won't win another one.
Yeah, but no. What I'm saying is, as a media thing, and as everybody else in the fan base in the world will look at this and go, when is it enough, right? When are you going to go get yours? And Kevin Durant is on stacked after stacked after stacked roster. He goes from Oklahoma City. They had him, Russell Westbrook, Serge Ibaka, James Harden. They go to the finals and they were young, right? They don't win. Then they play Golden State. Yeah. Him, James Harden leaves, Serge Ibaka, and then you have him and Russ. They go up 3-1 on Golden State. They lose. He goes to Golden State. Stack roster. Goes to three or four straight finals. Wins two.
I think it was three.
And they won two because they lost to Kawhi in the other one. He was hurt.
Yeah.
And that's the year he tore his Achilles. Then he goes to Brooklyn. They don't make it past the second round. And then he gets traded to this team, which they, like I said, Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, Devin Booker. Now they have Devin Booker and Bradley Beal, Grayson Allen. When are you finally gonna win, dude? You are a guy who he can average 30 in his sleep.
He's not gonna win.
I think this is a must-win series for Kevin Durant. I think it's must win for Kevin Durant.
I'm with him. I think he's garbage. I don't like him. He's a bum. Scrub. I don't like him.
But overall, I think he can't get swept. He can't get swept in this series at all. If Phoenix gets swept.
Now hold on. Now you're just talking crazy. I'm not saying he's going to get swept.
No. I'm saying he can't afford to get swept in this series.
Okay, my bad. I misunderstood. My bad.
No, I'm saying that Minnesota cannot come in here and sweep Phoenix.
Well, Minnesota's beating them in six.
So I'm picking the Phoenix Suns to win in six.
What?
I think it's must win.
What?
I think it's must win. It's must win. They will go in six. Phoenix Suns will enter the second round after six games. The Minnesota Timberwolves are going home.
Serious.
Yep, I am dead serious.
Have you lost your mind?
No, I'm dead serious. I think this is Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, and Kevin Durant are not losing. They are going to win in six. They're winning in six. There's no doubt. Anthony Edwards, Kat, and Rudy Gobert are going home.
No.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely yes. Yes. Yes.
Already. You are forgetting one important X factor and wild card on the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I told you before and I'm going to tell you again.
Mike Conley is not making a difference.
Put the Mike Conley's name, damn it! You put some respect on that man's name!
He's not going to make a difference in this series.
He won't.
No.
He won't.
But he won't.
Kevin
Durant is going to the next round. It's happening.
He couldn't win if he had 100 million superstars on his team because he'd still get hurt.
Book it. Book it. Kevin Durant's going to the next round. Book that.
Whatever.
Okay.
I got the Timberwolves in six.
All right. Crazy. All right, we gotta go up to the next matchup. All right, we gotta get to Dallas and the Clippers. We gotta get to Dallas and the Clippers. Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving versus Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, James Harden, Russell Westbrook. This is gonna be a deep series. I think this goes six or seven games at least. Seven. Yeah, I think it goes six or seven games. Looking at it. I can't wait to see it because I love what Dallas did this past season, adding the big guys in there and helping Kyrie Irving and Luka with some defensive guys too in the offseason. They really put together, and this is a great dynamic duo. However, love my man Luka, love my guy Kyrie Irving. They're both superstars, but I will pick Kawhi Leonard at seven. I will go with Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and James Harden. I do not think this will be the end of the Clippers already.
Okay. Ain't bad enough. The Suns take was bad. But now you're going to pick the... Alright, I'm going to pick you again. One name wins this series. I don't care if they got James Harden. I don't care if they got Russell Westbrook. I don't care if you got Kawhi Leonard, as always.
And that's Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard's that one name.
No, it's not. And I don't care if you got PG-13. It's Paul George. I think Paul George is the real... I love Paul George. PG-13, best man on the Clippers. The best man in this series is that man, Luka Doncic. Luka, I don't care who else comes. Bring everybody. Luka will cook you one by one. Luka in seven. Luka. I will take Luka.
Yeah, I got it. I always got to teach you, don't I? I got to teach you again.
No, because you said Kawhi. Kawhi's always...
I got to teach you again, don't I? I always got to teach you a little bit.
Kawhi to go to the nursing home and go to rehab where he belongs to rehab another horror injury he's going to get when Luka breaks his ankles. Luka Doncic is the man.
Kawhi Leonard is a two-time champion. He's a two-time finals MVP. He's a defensive player of the year.
What year? Years, Cam? What's he done the last 4 years? Oh, yeah. Sitting on the sideline where he belongs.
About the same as Luka going home. Luka goes home, too. Luka's going home. He made the finals, did he? He hasn't made the finals the last 4 years, has he? No.
How much help has Kawhi Leonard had compared to Luka Doncic? You want to talk about that? Oh, yeah. And Luka still carries his squad of bombs by himself. Because he scores 50 to 60 points a game.
Okay, hold on. This is a good take right here for you. That was a good thing you just... I love how you stated that right there. Because there is another player who did that for 9 years in Cleveland. He carried Cleveland all the way, and he actually made the finals while doing it. He carried a bunch of bums with him, too. And he made the finals. Something Luka Doncic can't do. LeBron James did it.
LeBron, well, all right, first of all, you are not comparing the 07 Spurs to the freaking compared to the freaking Clippers right now.
No, you're taking my standpoint wrong. I'm saying you're saying that Luka has carried a bunch of bums deeper in the playoffs than Kawhi has with the Clippers. However, LeBron James did the same thing, but he actually made the finals. What I'm saying is Kawhi Leonard has experience. He has the experience that Lucas doesn't. Kyrie Irving is not going to make a big difference. Kyrie Irving won't be the big difference maker in this series. He'll average his 20 points, but he's not going to be that 2016 Cleveland Cavs guy. Not doing it.
What?
He's not going to score the 40 like he did in Cleveland with LeBron. It's not happening. Luka Doncic will have a good series, but James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and Russell Westbrook are going to the second round.
You know what?
Book it. Kawhi Leonard is going to the second round.
You know what? I want Luka to cook all four of them. I want Luka to just cook them all And then when they win, you are going to eat crow for the rest of the freaking postseason. Because I'm going to come on this show and tell you, not only were you wrong about the Suns and disrespecting Mike Conley, I'll make you pay for that later, but you not understanding how great Luka is, that's a whole nother embarrassment.
Yeah, you're good. And Kawhi's one of the best defensive players in the league, and he's going to be guarding Luka every series. Okay. All right. Hold on. All right. No. Let's get this answered real quick. Who on the Dallas Mavericks is guarding Paul George and James Harden?
Luka can guard Paul George.
Luka can't. He's not that great of a defensive player.
Guard Paul George, dude.
Luka. Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, so he's going to guard Paul George. Okay, who's guarding Kawhi? Who's guarding James Harden?
First of all, Kyrie can guard James Harden. They were former teammates. I'm pretty sure Kyrie can handle that.
Okay, who's going to guard Kawhi then?
Why did you ask that question? Because
nobody. There's nobody on this team that's guarding him.
Answer your question. You asked me a question. Can I answer the question?
Have at it.
The X factor that you are forgetting in this series is Derek Lively III. Derek Lively is a great defender, and he will give Paul George a run for his money. Or Kawhi Leonard a run for his money. Derek Lively, 6'11", 275 pounds.
And he's gonna guard Kawhi Leonard, one of the best players in the league. Are you serious?
I'm saying he's gonna lock him down, but I'm gonna say you're gonna be a little surprised.
Kawhi's gonna drop 30 on that guy. There ain't no doubt.
You're disrespecting people.
He's dropping 30. That is a horrible take. 30. Kawhi Leonard could drop 30 in his sleep.
It's a horrible take that I said a 6'11", 275-pound man couldn't guard a 6'8", 235-pound guy. My bad. Yeah, that's a terrible take. Size matters.
All right. Okay. So, we talked NBA. We actually got to get to the NHL. We really got to get to the NHL series. Because starting the exact same day, we got some electrifying matchups. You go first. Tell us what matchup is going to be thrilling. You tell us the matchup starting. This is an NHL segment, so what's going to be thrilling, man?
I am the hockey expert. I actually got him into hockey, which I'm proud. I'm a proud dad right now.
I'm excited. I'm really excited. I'm honestly excited.
Okay, so in my opinion, the best first round series matchup is Toronto and Boston. Now, I picked the Maple Leafs before, and I've been upset.
You did that last year. That happened last year.
The first round, so we're getting there. We got past the first round, baby, so we're getting there. Do I think they beat Boston? No. I can't pick them against Boston. Especially the way Boston ended last season, I doubt they get first-rounded back-to-back. So I got Boston beating Toronto. In six.
Okay, so that's an incredible series, really. I do like that series. I would love the Maple Leafs to actually win that series. I love them to win that series. I don't think they'll beat Boston.
Oh, I would love Toronto to win, dude.
I'd love them to win, but I don't think they'll beat Boston.
See, that's the thing. You can't trust Toronto, though. Toronto chokes them up, but last year they finally did it, right? Like, they got out of the first round and went
right
to second. But the way Boston ended in the first round last year, winning the...
Right. They're right there. They lost Florida like they did? No. There's no way.
I don't see Boston losing in the first round back-to-back. I just don't see
it. No. So, this brings me to a matchup that I think is going to be pretty exciting. I think the Florida Panthers versus the Tampa Bay Lightning is going to be a thrilling matchup.
You're not gonna like my pick for this one.
I think the Lightning probably could pull it off in six.
Okay, get out of my head, dude. Get out of my head.
I do. I really did. I think people have been sleeping on Tampa Bay Lightning. I thought if Tampa Bay Lightning got Boston, that they would beat Boston. I thought the Tampa Bay Lightning, if they got Boston, that I thought they would beat Boston. And I don't see why they can't beat Florida.
See, that's where me and you differ. If Tampa Bay drew Boston, I would pick Boston. Because Boston has all the elementals and tools to beat Tampa Bay. I don't think Florida can beat Tampa. Not in seven games. Not in a seven-game series.
I picked... Yeah, pick the Lightning in six.
In my opinion, Florida will hang around. Florida hangs around. Florida will be tough out. This is where I'm going in seven. I think Tampa Bay wins this in seven.
So, really, I mean, for me, outside those two matchups, those are the two most fun in the first round, I think. I mean, I think the Rangers and Caps, I think the Rangers and Caps might bring some fun.
You're sleeping on Colorado.
I am. I am. That is the other series, right? I do, but I do, I love your take, by the way, on this. And you talked about last week. I love your take on Nashville getting to play the Canucks.
Oh, Nashville's going to win.
Yeah, I love that take.
Nashville's the scariest team entering the Western Conference playoffs.
I mean, that. Yeah, so, like, obviously they're all going to be good. I think the only game, the only series I don't think it's going to be absolutely thrilling is the Rangers and the Capitals. I don't think that's going to be interesting.
Caps are pretty lucky to push it six games.
And I think probably the Hurricanes and the Islanders. But listen, the Hurricanes are bound to, you know, they might screw it up. So, I mean.
Carolina usually doesn't choke in the first round. They usually choke in the second.
Yeah. So then it brings us, you know, really, I mean, that covers a lot of, it covers a couple teams. But then we have the Golden Knights and the Stars. Now we got the former champs versus the number one in the West.
Go Stars.
And, man, I've been sitting on it for a couple days. The defending champs.
Getting along so well. Do not do it. Do not do
it. The defending champs are going to play the Dallas Stars. Vegas has a great team. They're loaded. They've had a couple of ups and downs this season, but I think the Dallas Stars will beat them in six. I think the Dallas Stars will beat them in six. I don't think Vegas is not who they were last year, and really the matchup I wanted. This wasn't the ideal matchup I wanted against the Knights. I wanted Connor McDavid. I wanted Connor McDavid against the Knights so bad because I wanted him to beat them and move on. But he's getting the Kings, and I think he'll beat the Kings. I think he'll beat them in six. But I think you'll have a harder matchup maybe against the Kings.
Okay, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I am a Connor McDavid fanboy. I will not lie to you. Connor McDavid is my Jalen Brunson. I am a huge Connor McDavid fan. I will always be a Connor McDavid fan. First and foremost, I love this kid more than life. And like I told you, this is it. This is the year.
This will be the last time if he can't win with the Oilers.
This is Stanley Cup Finals or bust. He's got to get to the cup. If he don't get to the cup, he's gone. And he should be. He's given this team 7-8 years of his career. You can't get the Stanley Cup in that time. Goodbye. I would have done it in 4-5. I would have left a couple years back, but he didn't. But I got Edmonton winning the Western Conference. I got Edmonton going to the cup.
I think they'll play the Stars.
Like I told you, I got Edmonton and Dallas in the Western Conference Finals, and I got Edmonton beating the Stars in seven, and Edmonton goes to the Cup.
Now, do you think Colorado has any chance? Nathan MacKinnon, the Avalanche.
Is Colorado playing the first round?
They're playing the Jets.
Oh yeah, they're spanking them.
No, I'm not saying beating the first round, because I think Colorado will win the first round. I'm saying, do you think they have a chance to push maybe for a conference final appearance versus like a Connor McDavid? I know the Stars are great, but could they make – do you think Colorado can make any noise?
I think Colorado can give the Stars all they want in the second round. But here's my thing with Colorado. Colorado is like a roller coaster. Down, around, sideways, backward. I mean, it just depends. Consistency matters. I'm going with the two most consistent teams I've seen play in the whole regular season. That's Dallas and that's Edmonton. Edmonton started off bad.
Oh, yeah, they did. It was terrible.
Consistently good.
Right.
So I'm going with consistency. That's why I'm picking Stars and Oilers.
So pretty much, so you're my hockey expert, so I learned from you, right? Why do you think the Canucks will drop the ball? Why do you think Vancouver drops the ball? What are they going to lack against Nashville?
One, I don't think Vancouver is very physical at all. I think this is the least physical team in hockey. I don't think they're physical at all. And here's my thing too is, why Vancouver plays in the worst division in hockey? If this tells you anything, my Ducks are in the Vancouver division, and my Ducks don't play. You know what I'm saying? Like, we suck.
Well, they have but the Kings and the Golden Knights still play in that division.
Yeah, here's the thing with Vegas. What's Vegas lacked all year? Defense.
Yeah.
Vegas just tries to outscore you.
What do the Kings lack?
Kings lack consistency. They're not consistent.
Yeah.
Like, so, I've watched 5 Kings games this season, right? I've seen them look the very best. I've seen them look absolutely poor. It depends on the defense for the Kings, because sometimes it shows up, sometimes it doesn't.
Okay, so what are they at their best? What are the Kings at their best? What is their potential at their best?
If the Kings play their best, I would say the Kings can go to the Cup.
Really?
Their ceiling's the Cup. And I hate to say that because they're my rival. I don't want that at all. I'd rather them get bounced. But if LA can actually play to their level, to the ceiling, they'll win. They will get the Cup.
Okay, so the only reason I'm asking these questions, right, is because really I don't. There's a couple teams I don't hear tons about. Like we hear a lot about Boston. We're gonna hear a lot about Boston. We're gonna hear a lot about Toronto, right? You're gonna hear a lot about the Panthers and their series, in the Lightning series. But obviously, I don't know. I've watched quite a bit of hockey games this year overall, but I don't know what is the potential of the Rangers, because the Rangers were pretty good last year, and they seem like they're better this year. But I know we're still talking a little bit about Vancouver and them being weak, but what's the Rangers lack? What's their what do you think's not going to get them there?
The only way the Rangers do not get the Stanley Cup, and the only reason, is if they allow sloppy goals. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They have to turn the puck over a lot. And power play-wise, I think they're the best team on the power play. That's the thing. If the Rangers just play, like everyone says, you guys got to treat a playoff game like a regular game, even though it's not, right?
Yeah, right.
The Rangers should make the Cup.
Yeah.
I will give you 3 teams that will beat the Rangers, though.
Okay.
Tampa, Boston, Carolina. Those are the only 3 teams that will beat this team.
The only teams that have any potential to beat the teams?
The only 3 teams in the eastern side of the bracket to beat that team.
Yeah.
Now in the West, I'll tell you the one team that can beat them in the West. And there's only one team I think that can beat them in the West.
The Oilers?
Because they're
Connor
fast.
McDavid. Connor McDavid.
They're fast.
So what's your... So, okay, all right, okay. So what you're saying for the Rangers' perspective, right? You're saying the Rangers should make the Cup in the East. Absolutely. If they don't, it'll be because of Boston, Tampa, or Carolina. But if they do make it, they will beat anybody in the West outside of Edmonton. So if they match with the Stars, the Canucks, or any of those teams, those teams will lose, and the Rangers will win the Stanley Cup. So that's crazy to think about, really. I mean, that New York is it's kind of the same deal like you're saying with Edmonton right now. It's finals or bust. I mean, that's really what you're saying about the Rangers.
And this is Edmonton's best chance to get to the Cup.
And, well, this is probably the Rangers' best chance.
I'm telling you right now, if the Rangers don't at least make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, something's very wrong. Something is very, very wrong.
Well, I think they're obviously going to take care of business pretty quickly in the first round. I think they're going.
Yeah, they should.
The Caps are going to be in trouble.
The Caps are not that good. I don't like Ovechkin. I think Ovechkin's overrated. I mean, he's a great scorer. I like Ovechkin from an offensive perspective, but an all-around hockey player, I don't.
He's close to Gretzky, isn't he? In totals, in like actual score, like. Did they say he's not the closest player
Yeah, he's the closest player. Yeah. He's not
closest player. No, but he's the closest player out of everybody, right?
Yeah, he's the closest player out of everybody, but no, he is not close to Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky is like at least 500-700 more goals than him.
Overall, I think me and you both are going to agree it's going to be a fun start. Obviously, this ain't going to be our last time talking about playoffs, because the farther we get into the playoffs, the better it's going to be. And obviously, next week, we're going to have a whole bunch more to cover.
Well, hockey, we agree on quite a bit. NBA, you kind of went a little south.
You were on the favorite path, and I just chose right.
What?
Yeah, no. You played fan favorites. That's what you play.
I truly believe Minnesota, and of course my boy Luka are gonna win.
Oh man. You teach me about hockey, I'll teach you about the basketball world. All right.
I don't need to talk about basketball.
Right here.
All right. Dean Mitchell, 45, all you need to know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to let you know that hat he's wearing, he does not acknowledge LeBron James for winning that championship for them. He never acknowledges it, so we're just going to let that out of the way with the hat.
I believe you're starting to mess the three-time festival. What is an NBA Finals? Are you ready? Here's some history lesson for you, son. We had the stop, the shot, the block. It was all three of them. It was all three. Three aspects. Not one. It was three.
Yeah, but Cleveland never gets that position if LeBron James never comes home. So.
Well, I forgave him, and then he turned around and left again and left the shit again. So you know what?
See this is the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Hunter gets on these aspects to where he doesn't like somebody. So he doesn't really like LeBron. He doesn't like Kevin Durant. He hates Roman Reigns. He gets on these chants.
I don't hate Roman Reigns. I think Roman Reigns is the greatest of all time.
No, I don't think. But I think he's definitely top five.
Hell no. Take that shit back! That's like saying The Rock's better than Stone Cold Steve Austin. Bullshit.
He might be.
No, Stone Cold fucked up bastard's ass twice. Fucking twice. In the main event at WrestleMania. Stone Cold Steve Austin is 4-0 in the main event at WrestleMania. The Rock's 1-7. Kiss my ass.
But we can say, and we're going, before we end the episode, we can say, Logan Paul's future in the WWE is bright. It's bright. You said it.
What?
So.
Don't say the other one. I will agree with you about the Logan thing if you don't talk about the other one.
I'm kind of excited, though. What do you mean, the other one?
Logan Paul.
Oh, fight Mike? That's a publicity stunt. I don't even like to talk about that.
No, I don't even want to hear that man's name.
Is Jake?
Why do you have to say it? Why?
It's just a publicity stunt fight. It's not. But you know what the. But. I do want to say something, though. I am excited for UFC 303 with Conor McGregor and Michael Chandler.
I'm buying that fight, too.
I am, too. I love that. That is so nice. I'm glad he's back. I'm glad it's Michael Chandler who he's fighting.
Okay, for all of you who don't understand why, I know a lot of people hate Conor McGregor, and I get it, but here's why I love Conor McGregor, and it's the same reason why people hate him. It's because he's so good at talking shit and selling a fight. Dude, he could sell a fight to a trash can in him fighting.
Here's what I always say. Conor McGregor might not be a top five UFC fighter ever, but he's top five. It's weird to say, okay, because he's not a top fighter ever, but as a marketer, a guy who built the UFC, he built the UFC.
Yeah.
The UFC is not where it is today without Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor. He can promote a fight, like you said. He literally can promote any fight, any of them.
But if he never goes and fights Floyd, the UFC is not where it is today.
I agree with that.
And I mean, there's a lot of great fighters in history, right? It's just not in the UFC, but it's just not what Conor does.
We know who the greatest fighter owner of UFC is?
John the Bones Jones.
All right, smart boy. Smart man.
We're not talking about... I'm not talking about... we're not getting into Khabib. I'm not doing it. I don't want...
I love it when people say Khabib. I'm like, yeah, what resume? He fought, what, 3 top fighters in his career? Ooh.
I don't like Khabib because Khabib would take you down and he'd just hold you in the same position until you quit.
He honestly, he's not even a fighter. Like, he never did stand up at all. Like,
he would literally get you down on the ground and then he would just hold you in multiple different positions until you just quit.
Yeah, it's funny to me, too. Everyone's like, Khabib fought. I'm like, no, dude, Khabib just submitted you. Like, Khabib didn't even fight. Like, Khabib didn't punch. Khabib didn't do hardly any stand up. Like, I understand that you're a submission specialist and that's cool. But, like, stand up, you know, too. But
It was crazy to see Oliveira lose. His last fight. I thought Oliveira would win that fight.
Yeah, he was kind of disappointing in my opinion.
Yeah, I thought he would win that fight. But overall, a lot to talk about and obviously a lot of stuff coming up. That week of UFC 303, though, is going to be lit. I'm going to be talking about that.
We'll be into that.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to be talking about.
By the way.
Anything else you want to cover?
Yeah, this summer, ATP. We got to talk about tennis.
Hey, TP. Anything MLS related? Anything you'd like to mention on the show?
You know, Galaxy are in number one. So, yeah, Galaxy are in number one. First time I've seen that.
We didn't talk about last week. The story you sent me about the MLS. It's coming soon.
Oh, that they're changing the rules so they can sign more money?
Yeah, right.
That's just the first move in the salary cap going bye-bye is all that is. That's the first step. And when the salary cap goes bye-bye, LA's going to run this shit like they did back then. Book that.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to just cover this last time. I want your thoughts on this, right? Caitlin Clark going to the Indiana Fever. Do you think she will change the future of the WNBA? Or maybe it's viewership. Do you think that'll happen? I think it will.
Huh? About Caitlin Clark. You know I'm upset, by the way. Don't even tell me that they scored the game separately in the second half. Don't even tell me they didn't, but they did, and you know it. We should have beat Caitlin Clark, and you know it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, oh, West Virginia? Oh, yeah, we should have beaten Caitlin Clark.
The game completely different in the second
half. They shot 30 free throws, and we shot 9, and we came in within 8 of winning the game.
Seriously, Damian Lillard even said that WDU got hurt because they called it differently.
Yeah, I agree.
And when she played UConn, she got a freaking offensive foul call on UConn, and I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, I agree with you. But I do think it's kind of cool that Cardoza and Angel Reese ended up at the Chicago Sky together. Yeah, I think that'll be kind of cool.
I like that.
Yeah, I think that'll be kind of cool.
She is changing women's basketball, to her credit and to the sport. I actually watch WNBA sometimes. Not all the time, but I actually watch it.
But I think she's going to bring a lot more thrill. I think she's going to bring a ton more thrill.
She will. But I like the WNBA because they play defense. And, you know, they're allowed to pull on in the paint, you know. They're allowed to
I do think the collegiate game's going to suffer.
Oh, yeah, it will. Until the next big person comes along.
I'm not just saying for women. I'm saying for men's too. I think it's just gonna suffer because the men. I know that UConn's going back to back, but I've not really been entertained by it. I mean, I'm just saying it's not all been all that entertaining for me.
It would have been better for college basketball. Purdue would have won. That's why I rooted.
No, Zach Edey. Dude, Zach Edey played a great game, by the way.
I want Cleveland to draft him, but we won't.
I know you guys should though. You won't have a high draft pick though.
No, we won't.
So, all right, well, anyway, I hope everybody enjoys the first weekend and the first round of the playoffs for NHL and for NBA. And, you know, comment in the down below and tell us who your favorite matchup is or who you think's going to win it all.
Yeah, if you guys have any matchups or, like, any sport that you guys want us to cover, dude, just hit the comments below. We'll get after it. We literally talk about anything. We'll talk about two squirrels fighting each other over a nut. We don't care.
I mean, obviously, we see, you know, there's some stuff we agree with and some stuff we completely disagree with. Go Clippers. But outside of that, anyway, I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Thank you all for tuning in.
America and the world, when the Dallas Mavericks beat him, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to buy a Luka Doncic jersey. I'm going to put it on, and then the whole nation and everybody else is going to come in the comments and say, hey, I can't take your L.
Anyway, thank you all for tuning in, and we will see you guys next time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Follow, like, subscribe, do all that for us. Appreciate it.